You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, are we back on?
Yeah.
Hello,
back on.
Hello. Ow. Whew. Hey, listen. That weekend review song that Riggins does every Friday doesn't just happen. I mean, it's got backing. Oh, it's got major backing. It's sponsored by Calitrin. So if you're trying to lose weight and you want to help, you want to increase your chances of doing so, you need a product that's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. That is Calitrin. They are good people at Calitrin, too. Nice southern folk out of Tennessee. That's what they are. So go to acetj.com/weightloss and order Calitrin to help you lose the weight and get better sleep.
Now trending on the Ace and TJ Show.
Ben Savage from Boy Meets World is...
Savage.
Oh, you're savage. He's running for Congress. Adam Schiff is expected to run for Senate, leaving an empty seat. So Ben Savage from Boy Meets World... could be your next representative in California. That made me feel a little old.
That's the guy that was the star of Boy Meets World, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Fred curly hair. Savage's little brother.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Molly's little brother. Yeah. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Mo. Adam Schiff, though, you talk about a really good guy. Just a great person. I mean, I've never been so sarcasm in my life. That guy is rotten, just rotten to the core.
Kind of weird looking.
Oh my God, he's like the ultimate demon on America right now.
Peculiar looking.
Ugh.
They released the 911 call from Jeremy Renner's snowplow accident over New Year's, and it's pretty sick. I mean, the neighbor calls 911, and you can hear Jeremy Renner like moaning in the background. And the person said, "Someone's in front of my house. He got run over by a snowplow. He's been crushed. He got crushed up his right side, his right chest, and upper torso, his ribs. They look like they might be crushed. He's got a head wound as well." So. I can only imagine the scene when you get run over by a snowplow.
Yeah, but it's got to be terrible.
It's got to be pretty gruesome. But, he seems to be in good spirits. He's back home. He was tweeting about watching the new season of Mayor of Kingstown, which is his show that, you know, a lot of Ace and TJ members love.
Mm-hmm. It's a great show.
So, yeah, I don't know. Reports were that it was going to take a lot longer for him to recover. But if he's already home, I think that's probably a good sign. So,
well, he's a superhero, so duh.
He's tough.
Yeah. He's tough. He's fine.
Charges could come for Alec Baldwin for killing his producer on the set of Rust. Charges expected maybe today. So it can't be a good time for Alec Baldwin.
I just have a real problem with that if he gets charged. I don't know enough about it to really be speaking on it, but it just seems to me there's a sequence of events there. He obviously was handed a gun that he was told was blank. You're shooting a movie. That's how that works. I don't know. Yeah. Do you charge? Is that the guy that gets charged, Alec Baldwin? I guess because he's the one that pulled the trigger.
Or they don't believe him.
That would be. I just find that hard to believe.
He's like the producer, and I think probably. I really don't know. Because the charges, haven't come out, so we don't know what they'll charge him with. But
yeah.
He's got to be going through it. Plus, he's got like 10 little kids running around. He's getting old. It's like just another thing he's got to deal with. It sucks for him.
Yeah.
Well, he's a bad person.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you don't feel bad for him because he's rotten. Today is National Popcorn Day. National Popcorn Day. Been around for a long, long time. One of the earliest snacks on record. Love popcorn. Probably my favorite snack.
I do, too.
Love popcorn.
I love it. I feel sorry for my daughter.
Why is that?
Because that was her absolute favorite thing, too. By far her favorite thing. And then COVID messed it up. She had the COVID, and now popcorn doesn't taste good to her.
Really? That changed everything. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Just popcorn?
There may be a couple other things, but mainly popcorn. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
That is, that really sucks.
Mm-hmm. And now you don't even get the enjoyment out of it? That's nuts. And then Alexis is really into this story about Shakira, who has been in the news lately. I found out about the story last week, but I didn't know all the details. Do you have any information about what's been going on with Shakira and her love life?
Well, the biggest thing that came out was that they're saying that she found out that her ex was cheating on her because of a jar of jam.
Yeah.
That was in the fridge. Her husband and her kids do not like the jam. And when she came home from out of town, it had been opened and eaten. She was like, he's cheating on me. Yeah. And he was right.
He's had some jam-eating floozy in here.
Some jam-eating...
Eating my jam.
You're eating her jam.
It also says that she caught the mistress in the background of a Zoom call he did from their home in 2021.
So she probably already had an idea.
Yeah, a source said, quote, she was devastated to learn that this woman clearly felt at home in the house they shared with their children.
Oh, Alexis.
And then she put up a doll that's facing her mother-in-law's house that is like singing this song that she recorded about her husband cheating to the mother-in-law. And there's like this giant witch doll outside of her house facing the mother-in-law's
but
house.
Would that be the ultimate... strike against you is if your husband cheated on you with and let a woman in to eat your food.
Are you kidding?
That would be the worst, wouldn't it?
We fighting. Yeah. I might go to jail.
Oh yeah.
No fighting though. No fighting. No fighting. Shakira.
Shakira.
Yeah. Came into your house and ate your food in your very own home.
Yeah. Substitute leftovers for the jam.
Telling you. Hands. Real quick. Hands.
You might go to penitentiary behind what you do on that.
Yep.
Do you go after her or him? Now, you come home, she's eating your food. Do you go after her first or him first?
Her first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if she's like halfway in like the middle of a bite. Are you kidding me?
sitting in your living room, eating your leftovers and petting your cat.
Yeah, with my disco ball?
Yeah.
No.
Or dead. She took the disco ball down because she felt it was silly.
Stop it. Death upon her.
Yeah, she's touching Khaleesi.
Yeah, no. That, off with her head.
I didn't even think about that.
That's her cat's name is Khaleesi.
I didn't even think
about that. Cuddling Khaleesi. Are you kidding me? I'll go crazy.
That's not an innuendo.
And then just point at your boyfriend like, don't go anywhere. Yeah, I'm going to handle her and then I'll deal with you.
And then you're next.
I'll be back for you in a minute.
You better sit right there.
I want you to watch me beat her up. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
You ate my jam. You let her eat my jam.
You ate my jam. All right. Let me jam you up, girl.
All right. So there's this story about what has happened in the world where the internet feels that a person was wronged heavily. And I knew that Riggins and possibly Alexis would feel like that this was a worse attack on someone than it actually was, or that she was done wrong as much as anyone has been done wrong about something like this. So we'll throw it out there and probably end up in an argument coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
earlier on the show, we were talking about this this thing that's going around on the internet's social medias of this woman who was sent an email from Chipotle, or as some people say, Chipotle or Chipotle. And it said, "You've won free Chipotle for a year." She got all excited. Then about 5 hours later, they said, sorry, that was a service error, and you didn't really win Chipotle for a year. But here is a coupon for you to redeem a free entree for your troubles. It pretty much sums it up, right?
Yeah.
Then she goes on the social medias and says, look what they did to me. And I was all excited and whatever. And people started weighing in on what Chipotle should do to make up for the mistake. And Riggins, you believe that a free entree is not enough for them to, you know, to make up for their error, what they should be doing more.
What I said was she could at least go back to him and say, hey, I don't know, you promised me a year of Chipotle. If she wanted to, she could make a little bit of a stink, not a huge stink. But over email, you're dealing with customer service. You could have done that. Do I think they do need to do more than an entree? Probably.
Why?
Yeah, why? What is she out?
It's just good customer service. If you're going to tell somebody, hey, we're giving you this, and say, no, we're just kidding.
But what should they give her?
More than an entree.
Like what, though?
I don't know.
I mean, like I can say if it's two entrees.
Maybe.
So they made a mistake. They rectified the mistake quickly. Hey, sorry about that. And they gave everybody that got a free entree or $200, whatever it was. So what more do you want them to do?
I'm just saying it would be good customer service to maybe offer them more than a burrito.
All right, if you're the manager of a restaurant and that happens, Alexis, what would you offer them?
I would probably do like a free meal a week for a month. Because this is the thing, Chipotle is a huge company, and for them to make a mistake like that, someone didn't check, it was like an email blast, you should. Yeah.
Okay.
Go over the top to fix the mistake.
Mm-hmm. But because it's a huge company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I agree with that.
Because you're paying a lot more people to make sure those mistakes don't happen.
Okay. But what is the damage? Like, what is her damage other than Chipotle sucks? As a customer, I don't think they have good customers. I don't get why she or all these other people would deserve for Chipotle to, like, fall down in front of them and go, oh, so, so sorry, sorry, sorry. Now, if Chipotle had done something that put them out, like they sent something that said, you've just won this and come collect it, or when they get in their car and they go down and they go to collect it, oh, sorry, that was a mistake, something like that. But she just got an email and then a few hours later got another email saying sorry, that didn't work. To me, it's like the if you go get money out of the ATM and the ATM malfunctions and spits out $500 when you're trying to get $20, you don't get to keep 250 of it because you said they shouldn't have done that. The bank gets all of their money back. So Chipotle shouldn't have to be, you know, giving them so much stuff, in my opinion.
I agree.
I just think it's good customer service.
Yeah, you're going over.
You can now have the opportunity to take this unfortunate incident, and instead of the girl recording a TikTok like, can you believe what they did? Now you can have like a bunch of TikToks going, I just got a bunch of free Chipotle.
Yeah,
I think you had an opportunity. It's a missed opportunity to make up for an error.
Well, that's different than some of them online that are saying she deserves this. They need to pay for that mistake.
Of course,
all of that kind of stuff.
She's also not suing them. You know,
right.
That I would have thrown that out.
We don't know that yet. Some people were saying you should sue them.
That's what
it's like. Okay, for what? I think, though, that it comes down to the fact that people don't think that they should ever face disappointment without somebody having, feeling the sting of it. You know, in other words, the retribution of disappointing me.
Would this become a funny story, Riggins or Alexis, or even Rob? Would this become a funny story you would share with people? or would you share it as, I got robbed on this deal? Because to me, this becomes a funny story. Check this out. I got this email from Chipotle, and it said I had free Chipotle for a year, and I was so pumped. And then about 5 minutes later, they told me I didn't. It was just a mistake. So, ha ha ha.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. Okay. Just like, oh, look what happened.
Yeah.
I still want my free Chipotle, though. Hey. Yeah, more than one meal, okay?
Don't charge me extra for guac.
That part.
How about that?
So how many people got this mistake?
I don't know. Well,
thousands, right?
Oh, was it really?
I don't know the number. It just said...
Was it thousands?
Because then that becomes a huge expense. For the company that may not be able to afford.
It just said everyone who received the first email got a free entree.
It's burritos.
And an apology.
I mean, they got it, trust me. They're tortillas. They got it.
To be given out, well, you said free meals for a month?
Just one free meal a week, so it's four meals.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a couple burritos on us.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
So what if it's four meals? Say it was 100 people that got it. Say it was 1,000 people that got it. That's 4,000 meals they're supposed to give away.
Yeah, you know how big Chipotle is? Huge.
Yeah, it's a big faceless corporation to you, isn't it? Oh, Carlene Marx. Carly Marx.
I'm just saying. Customer service is everything.
You're just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because now you got a bunch of happy people that are like,
and I'm like, oh, Chipotle is so lit. Can you believe they did this?
Yeah, now you got like people doing TikToks, getting free burritos. I think they just missed an opportunity.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too many people buying support.
Huh?
Too many people out here buying support off of others. Politicians buying people's votes. Chipotle buying people's entitlements.
Well, now that you put it that way, maybe we should start doing that. Suddenly I'm not opposed to it.
What are we going to buy it with?
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, we're going to go into your background and let you go into ours. What kind of clique we were in school, if any at all. This will be fun coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So you can watch a bunch of stuff that we have on our YouTube channel. Ace TJ TV is where you go for that. Whether it's watching the show live as we do it, watching it later, all of our various other projects, like tonight is live from the living room, where Ace and Amanda are going to be at Ace's in-law's house, announcing the sex of their baby. So that'll be on our YouTube channels at what time is that?
7 o'clock Eastern.
Seven Eastern.
And I think there's a
9 Mountain
confetti cannon involved in their house.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, I don't know if it's where the paper's cut up, not like glitter.
Are you pulling it?
I don't know. It didn't matter. We'll already know, but it'll be a surprise to everybody else. It should be fun. So 7 Eastern tonight.
They have a survey about the cliques in high school, and they said that the most common clique overall is jocks. 50% of people said their high school had a group like that. They said the 10 most common cliques are jocks, popular kids, cheerleaders, nerds, band or choir kids, loners, stoners, geeks, snobs, and preppy kids.
Geeks, snobs.
But as far as the ones that that people will say that they were in, they were the most common loners, band or choir kids, popular kids, jocks, nerds, stoners, rebels, overachievers, hippies, and artsy kids. Now, I was in several of these cliques.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Our jocks and popular kids and cheerleaders were all, and you know, that was all kind of one thing. When you go to a smaller school, you don't have that many like that, I don't think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's see. I was popular kids, jocks, and artsy kids. I was all of those.
Yeah.
Snob, too, probably.
Yeah.
I was the farthest thing from a snob.
Yeah, I would have been the same three.
I was too too much of a non-snob, where I end up just letting people take advantage of me and my goodwill all the time, just like I still do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Alexis. Mm. All right, so what were you, Riggins?
Goth.
You were goth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Stoner.
Yeah. No, that was probably popular.
You were popular?
Yeah.
And Alexis?
I wasn't.
Loner?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I wasn't popular. I was a weirdo.
So would you have been a geek or a rebel?
I think rebel, maybe.
Not a hippie back then.
Not a hippie.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Rob, you were a nerd?
No, I was not a nerd in high school. I kept that to myself.
Right.
You were voted most likely to die alone in an apartment with action figures.
Nobody knew that at the time.
Oh, they knew, Rob.
No,
they knew.
No, I didn't know t-shirts either.
They could feel the bugs.
No one knew I was a nerd.
No, they didn't know.
Yeah. You were in the nerds and geeks.
Nope.
All right, what were you?
A loner. I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't wear anything on my t-shirts. It was just American Eagle t-shirts, and that was it.
Overachiever. Were you part of that group?
No.
No, you weren't?
No.
You were the has potential but doesn't apply himself?
Yes, 100%. That was me.
at the teacher parent conference?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. There's no reason for Rob to be struggling.
If he would just do his homework, his grades would be so
apply himself. His grades would be so much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he doesn't talk. It's not like he's talking during class.
He's not a problem at all.
He's a loner. He's just trying to look like Eminem.
God, those pictures are amazing.
Yeah.
Pictures of Rob in his big baggy jeans and his white t-shirt. Single chain out, frosted tips.
Yeah, how baggy were those jeans? Were they way baggy, saggy?
I believe the biggest ones I had were the JNCOs, and they were 20-inch legs.
Nice.
I think that was because that's how you know they're huge, when they start giving you inch measurements of how wide the legs are.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That he doesn't consider himself to have been a geek.
The Ace and TJ Show.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Ace, I think in this story, you and I are going to be, you know, labeled just the old grumpy fuddy duddies.
I'm not going to be.
But the person that wrote this story said that the researchers at Duke university that falsely accuses people of rape. Remember that? The Duke lacrosse?
I do.
They said researchers at that university wanted to see how well kids between 3 and 5 could distinguish between good excuses and bad ones. So basically they're saying that even preschoolers know that because I said so is a lame excuse.
Well, it's not.
It is absolutely not. But these liberal researchers put it into that category of because I said so is a lame excuse, and even preschoolers know that. No, the only thing you need to know is that your parents are the ones in charge, and it doesn't matter. You don't get a reason every time that a parent says no.
And sometimes I don't have the time or the inclination to give you all the details. I don't have time to explain it to you. Just do it.
And because I said so is an important lesson for the children. Because it is, I said this, and I know what's best for you and not. So take my word for it, because I am your parent. Yeah. If I say something, that's what it means.
And sure, there were times when I was a kid, I thought it was kind of stupid. But I got it. I really got it as an adult. Once you have kids, you go, that makes total sense.
I still say that to my wife, and she gets it. And she's 83 years old.
Yeah.
Because I said so, Jody. That's why. She's like, okay, I forgot. You said so. Great lesson. But, you know, we sound like old, grumpy, seasoned citizens. Because you're supposed to sit down and you got to make your kids understand it, even at a preschool age, that their opinions do count and they're important. So you have to have a discussion with them and say, this is why mommy and daddy want you to not do this and da-da-da-da-da. But because I said so means that's the most important lesson they can get at that moment, because I'm your parent and I know what's best for you. Now, that's why, because I said so. I don't usually say because I said so. I'll say because I said. Well, not anymore. My kids are grown, but I'd still say it to them, though. You know how many times I want to say that to Alexis?
Whatever.
Why can't somebody be getting vibes from the moon and that good karma follow them and all that?
Because I said.
Because I said. That's why. Because I said.
Are you listening to you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your parents, Riggins, because I said people? Like, I remember my mom using it not that often, and I don't know that I used it all that often with my kids. You know, very seldom did I use it.
Yeah,
very seldom as a kid did I say why when my parents told me something. No, you can't do that. Yeah. Why? I'll just say okay. I'd say yes'm.
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 Yes'm. No, sir. Yes, sir. And look how I turned out.
Right.
What's coming up next in Now Trending, Riggins?
So many things, a lot of celebrity stories to get to, but results from a poll we posted on social media yesterday. We'll get to all of it in Now Trending coming up next.
The Ace and TJ Show.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.